Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's look ahead to the playoff weekend. It waits to get going on Saturday. Let's go head coach that you trust the most in this first round to make the right decisions.
There could be a number of guys that I would say fit this bill. Like a lot of guys that I like a lot that I trust the most. Despite the fact that his decision last week of the regular season was controversial, I trust me some Sean McVay. That guy, his hand never shakes. There's no moment too big for him. He has already been to the pinnacle, been to the mountaintop as like a teenager, basically. He's got everything in order. He will have his group prepared, ready to go. He'll make the right decision, whether it's clock management, whether it's punt, fourth down, whatever. In crunch time, he will know what to do. I trust me some Sean McVay.
I'm actually leaning toward the other coach in that game, believe it or not, and the likely coach of the year.
Little KOC?
Kevin O'Connell. I think he is tremendous in late game sequences. Look at the Vikings record. Two of the last 3 years, when they've been atop their division and atop the conference. Remember a few years ago when they won 13 with Cousins? I think they were like 9-0 in one possession game. Same kind of deal this year for the Vikings. I'm leaning in that direction, but I'll go off the board a little bit. Let's go Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers.
That was my two seed, honestly.
Winner, yeah. Man. He's a hurricane. He's not really for me. He rubs me the wrong way. I don't love the bravado and a lot of the nonsense. But I think if you're in that locker room, you can't help but want to do the shtick. You want to yell back when he says, who's got it better than us? Nobody, at the top of your lungs. When he says, let's do three cheers, you want to yell hip hip hooray. When he says, let's sing for who's a jolly good fellow and lift up the kicker, you want to go grab the kicker by the legs and put him over your head and start shouting. I mean, it is some wacky, like childish type stuff, but they get all in his programs. I think Jim Harbaugh is a guy I would trust to make the right call this weekend. If you find out that a coach botched something terribly and cost his team a game, who do you think it would be?
So this is one of my favorite people on the planet and one of my favorite coaches in the NFL, but Mike Tomlin. He's got a bad record when it comes to these sorts of things, these late game management moments, these timeout management moments. There have been some snafus that you kind of can't ignore. He's got flaws, certainly, but again, one of my favorite head coaches of all time, and I would take him sight unseen right now this minute to run just about anything in this country. Anything that needs fixing, I would send Mike Tomlin to fix it, but there's a
game
management. I hope it's not
the Steelers offense.
Yeah, but I was going
to
say.
He's failed to do that for about 15 years.
He's needed a different coordinator many times over, or make a quarterback decision, but it honestly, he's one of my favorites, but Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I love Mike Tomlin. So my runner-up's going to be Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills. He's had a couple of those where you just kind of scratch your head.
What are you doing, Sean?
You go, really, dude?
What are you doing?
You've been at this too long to not be able to figure this whole thing out. But I'm going to go with Todd Bowles. Second round of the playoffs last year. Do you remember? The Bucs had blown out the Eagles.
Yep.
They got to the second round against Detroit. And he had some of the worst clock management this side of Raheem Morris against Washington. It was so bad.
I've forgotten that.
And it was kind of like, what is happening? Give your team a chance to finish this game, please. I just can't stop remembering that. It's not going to leave my mind, and it actually is one of the reasons that I got the fingers crossed and feel okay about the Commanders. Because I think both things are true. Bowles has done a good job this year. And in-game, in those sequences where there's no margin for error, you got to be right. I just don't think he's had a great grasp on those types of situations. Although, it's not like Washington's running circles around people with clock management when they're burning timeouts. That's been a problem around here for a few weeks that luckily hasn't really cost them all that dearly.
I 100% agree. There seems to also be just league-wide a different paradigm about clock stoppage, and maybe there's some sort of analytical white paper that went around that I don't know about, but nobody seems to want to spike the ball. Nobody seems to want to hurry up and you know, stop the clock or when to use the timeouts. Everyone seems to be doing it in a different way than I'm used to, so maybe I'm the one that's weird.
So we're choosing between 12 quarterbacks here. Quarterback you trust the most this weekend, quarterback that you trust the least this weekend, just to rattle off the names, Justin Herbert, C.J. Stroud, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Bo Nix, Josh Allen, Jordan Love banged up, Jalen Hurts banged up, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Matt Stafford.
So this is a strange list. The guy I trust the most is based on the opponent. It's actually Baker Mayfield. I don't think Washington's defense is any good. I think they can't stop this passing game. And I think Baker Mayfield has a nice day.
Let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You trust the guy that led the league in interceptions and turnover-worthy plays
sure
the most.
Do. Against the team that can't turn it over or can't get turnovers consistently. So to me, that's my one answer. The guy I trust the least is Russell Wilson and that Pittsburgh offense.
Yeah, we have different ideas of trust. I'm not going to go with the guy that puts the ball in harm's way the most in the league. I will roll with, you know, Lamar will be where I'll start with trust the most. Him and Lamar, Josh Allen probably side by side. I'll go with Allen. Allen has the lowest turnovers in the league, lowest sack percentage in the league this year, lower interception rate than Lamar Jackson this year. So I'll say Josh Allen 1, Lamar 2 in that category. Who do I trust the least is interesting. Stroud's been struggling. Both of the QBs in the Packers-Eagles game aren't quite healthy. Sam Darnold's coming off a complete dud. And yet, we'll go with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, it's been a rough go of it. I mean, a month ago, it was almost a lock. It felt like he was going back to Pittsburgh. Felt like a really good decision.
Like it was the answer.
And I think they did the right thing. In hindsight, I was wrong about sticking with Justin Fields over Russell Wilson. But that said, I don't think he'll be their starter in week one next year. I think they're back in the quarterback market again.
They might be. Yeah.
My guess is he struggles, and they lose a fairly tight football game that if they had a better quarterback, they'd win. I like them to cover the 10 or so points that they're getting against the Ravens.
So looking at this, the guys in terms of trust the most, the two best players are the two MVP finalists, obviously, right? It's Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen have had the best years. I'm just looking at the opponents, right? Thinking about Denver, whose defense is excellent. So I don't know how great a day Josh Allen has. This may be a rock fight up there in the cold of Buffalo. And something happens with Baltimore playoffs, no Zay Flowers, an opponent that's really familiar with them. I could see Pittsburgh making this into an AFC North arm wrestling match as well. I think not having Flowers will be key for Baltimore. So actually, I'm with you in terms of Pittsburgh covering.